Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, and we're talking education here today on this Wednesday. We have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed joining us here from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon.
We also have School Board Member Leah Flyder joining us.
Morning, Brandon.
It's good to have you guys both in here. It's end of the school year. I think everybody can feel it now here with graduation coming up.
The energy's in the air.
Yeah, that's right. Lots of excitement.
Do you guys count the days like the students do, or even more so maybe the teachers?
No, for the board, it's year-round, you know, because we meet throughout the summer. We do our budget work during the summer. So
see what you signed up for?
I know, and the high pay, too.
Exactly.
That's zero, by the way,
now,
for people who are listening.
Eric, on the other hand, may have a different perspective.
Oh, you know, it's different. It changes when everybody leaves, but it's still pretty busy. Summer in the office is budget planning, a lot of documents pushing. It's a little more of a 9-to-5-er.
And so construction this summer, too.
Construction is going to be a big part of this summer.
So I know there are a number of teachers, especially those retiring, that are counting them down.
Yeah, I guarantee that.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to have a dinner with them tonight before
are
the board meeting, so looking forward to that.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So this really is kind of a time to celebrate.
It is, yeah.
And probably more so than anything is with graduation this weekend.
Yes, Manhattan Virtual Academy graduates at 2 o'clock on Saturday in Rezac Auditorium. And then on Sunday in Bramlage is Manhattan High School. So we are looking forward to that very much. This is one of the favorite weekends of the year for the board members. It's just a great feeling to see all of the work that all of those kids and their families and their teachers have put in through the years really come to fruition, you know, and so it's a great weekend.
Busy weekend, I know, here in Manhattan. A lot of people will be in town, and that'll be good for the whole community.
That's right.
It'll be crazy. A lot of dollars coming in.
That's right. Good. Yeah. And sales tax.
Build that tax base.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some other special recognition here that you'll be given tonight.
Yeah, we got a few recognitions. The first thing, it's Officers Week, so National or School Resource Officers. We're going to recognize Officer Townshend and Officer Gregoire, who are two RCPD SROs that serve East and West Campus, and they are so awesome. I mean, they're wonderful to work with. Both Ty and Sonia are great with our kids, and I think they prevent a lot of problems before they happen.
And they're great role models, too. We really appreciate them.
They are very much. And then we also have a recognition for, speech. We have two students, Jared Zhang and Will Bannister, being awarded with the National Speech and Debate Association All-American Award. And that's a pretty exclusive club. And then our high school environmentathon team received the state championship a few weeks back, so we're going to be able to recognize them and their teacher, Noah Bush. Noah does a wonderful job with them as well. Noah's also our Teacher of the Year secondary.
Just
recognized last month, so Noah's going back-to-back meetings for
us. That's right. Yeah, we'll look forward to that. That Envirothon is sponsored by the Kansas Association of Conservation Districts, and the kids learn about soils and forestry and wildlife, and it's really a neat program, so we're real proud of them.
Very good.
Well,
always good to highlight good news like
that. That's right.
What about, what's this Kansas History Day thing I see here?
You know, this is something we are traditionally very, very strong in, and that's thanks to the teachers, Terry Healy and Lisa Beetow. Kids put together a project, and are they fourth grade? Fourth through middle school.
Around fourth grade.
And they put together a project on some sort of historical figure or event and compete. And every year we have people going to Nationals, which is in College Park, Maryland. Actually, it's at my alma mater, University of Maryland. Go Terps. And so we are going to be recognizing those students tonight.
All right. All good news there. Let's get into some of the big issues here on the school board meeting tonight, I guess we could start with the new business if you want to go there next. School meal prices is going to be something that's discussed here tonight.
Yeah, school meal prices, now's the time we come to set those, and lunch prices we're recommending is going up another 10 cents, and this is the first raise in the last 3 years for us to do, so our food service department, or child nutrition department, I need to get using the right terms. Child nutrition department has done a great job. I always try to brag on them because they pay for themselves. They're a self-sustaining program that we don't funnel any of our general fund money into or any of our LOB money into. So they operate on the revenues they receive, and that allows us to keep school money going to schools instead of for lunches. So we're really proud of that, staying reasonable, and only going up 10 cents in 3 years is, I never like going up, but mm-hmm. I would highlight what they've done so far to keep it down, and I really appreciate Stephanie Smith and her team.
Yeah, they do a great job.
Well, and obviously school lunch when you know, Dave was in high school, I'm sure was not quite what it is today.
It was probably a nickel when Dave was in high school.
But the quality's probably a lot better now, too.
Yes.
And you're providing
a little different.
Options.
It's different. I remember going to school, and it was a while ago, too, and a lot more homemade. A lot more time went into that. Yeah. But also, I also remember a time when it was a lot of calories, when the whole purpose of the National Lunch Program was to provide all the calories you need in a day in a single meal.
Right.
And I'll tell you, once upon a time when I ate school lunch every day, I noticed the calories quite a bit, and now it's a little more nutritious.
Yes,
and a little better for us.
Yeah, been able to do some fresh fruits and vegetables that are even just packaged a little bit more conveniently, like for the little kids, you know, and things like that. So
those regs are always changing. We've gone more whole grain, more things like that.
Right, which probably needed to happen. So.
And so, you know, just a slight increase there on the lunch prices, but breakfast not changing, is that right?
Breakfast, the plan is to not change breakfast. So we always want to encourage people to eat breakfast. So that's one we try and keep down, just to encourage more people to eat. We don't want that to be a reason why people don't want
to
eat.
It's hard to learn if you're hungry in the morning.
And you know, it might just kind of stay on the food theme here. We were talking before the show about the summer meal program. Maybe we could highlight that here just a bit.
Yeah, we have summer meal programs, and this is through funding through, you know, our child nutrition department makes this available. These are free summer meals for anybody ages 1 to 18, and it'll start on June 3rd. Breakfast will be available for free between 8 and 8:30 in the morning at Bluemont, Lee, Northview, and in Ogden it'll be at St. Patrick Church. And then lunch will be served between 11:30 and 12:30 at Bluemont, Lee, Northview, Ogden, Theodore Roosevelt, and MHS East. So we encourage folks, if you're in the neighborhood, need a little lunch or breakfast for your kids or yourself, ages 1 to 18, it's free. You don't have to fill any paperwork out. You just show up. And also, at lunchtime, I'm pretty sure that the elementary libraries are open. So if you're in those elementary schools and you have your school library card, you can go in and check out a book, too.
Yeah, and generally, if you go to the school's website, they'll put their library hours in.
Yes.
Because some of them are a little bit before, some of them are a little bit after, some of them both. So.
Right.
And I'll highlight my child nutrition department again for securing that federal grant to make this summer feeding program happen.
It's great, especially if you're right there in the neighborhood of the school. You know, great, great idea to just walk down to school, get something to eat, get a library book.
Yeah, and I'll also, a lot of people don't know this, is we coordinate our STEM, our summer STEM program in June, the drop-off and pick-up. So since summer STEM's on K-State campus, you know, that's not an easy spot to get to. So we generally have bus pickup locations at most of these schools. So our drop-offs are at most of these schools. So, you know, we'll run a bus out to a place, and generally they can get right off the bus, walk into summer feeding, and eat right then. So if you got summer child care and you need a way to feed them, and you got someone watching their kids and they're on STEM especially, it's pretty easy just to pick them up off the bus and walk them inside and eat a lunch, and then get off on your activities for the rest of the day.
That's right.
Well, and summer meal programs are great for any community because, you know, we talk about it all the time here throughout the year. There's food insecurities all over the place.
Exactly,
absolutely.
And this is one way to, the more people know about it,
exactly,
then word will spread.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Best deal in town, I think.
That's right.
I agree. Another thing here tonight on the agenda here regarding food, I guess it would be a refrigerated truck purchase here tonight. I don't know if that's a big deal necessarily, but...
Well, it's things I hate doing because, you got to have a refrigerated truck because we're got to keep our temperatures down.
That's right.
And unfortunately, you can't run those things forever, and the one we have is past its last leg, so... transportation saying we can't fix it anymore.
Yeah.
They don't whine too much, so I, you know,
yeah,
when they
tell me
that,
it must
I kinda,
be a,
okay.
a need. Yeah, yeah.
All righty. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk more about what's coming up tonight on the school board meeting agenda. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.